Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting eighth, the shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Papai. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Papai. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second, the first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting third, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Wertz moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Evers moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Robinson moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Papai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papai strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Campbell reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Spence. LePon reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rayshore now pitching. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LePon moves to third. Gray moves to second. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LePon scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Kakas chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kakas. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. LePon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. There goes Groth trying to get to home. Dillinger throws to Lawler who tags Groth for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gray takes first base on ball 4. LePon moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway is hit by the pitch. LePon moves to third. Gray moves to second. Joe Ostrowski now pitching. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LePont scores. Gray moves to third. Callaway moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny LePont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePont is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. LePont is walked intentionally. Wirtz moves to third. Groth moves to second. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. LePont settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ostrowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 3 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive towards first. Graham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 3 in the game. Graham hits a line drive towards first. Campbell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt pinch hits for John Sullivan. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss pinch hits for Joe Ostrowski. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.